Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
This person wants to know who your first comp pet crush was.
I don't think I had any.
You didn't have a single fake crush on a boy?
Bro, I don't think so.
Yeah, I was always into women. I had some fake crushes.
When I had a crush on a boy, it was like functional in my brain that this was something to do to hide my sexuality. I was never like, oh, I'm so into you.
Yeah. Which is why? Because of comp het.
Okay.
So even if I'm self-aware, I'm comp het?
I love that Mac and I are both so gay. We're like, nah, bro.
I'm like, I didn't have comp het, bro.
No comp het. I was lying.
Mac, what does your shirt say? I love my girlfriend. Oh my god. You can never claim to not be a simp ever again.
Bro, she bought me this. She has a matching one.
That's really sweet.
Do you guys want to see a picture? I can actually show it because our faces aren't in it.
Oh, okay.
She likes to take those artsy pictures where it's like, you know, our faces aren't in it, but it's like us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, artsy. Nothing to do with privacy.
No, it's really gay, honestly. Guys, I can't find it. I'm feeling really stressed right now.
Cute.
Very
hers
cute.
Hers is like a crop top. Like, I wanted the crop top too, but she didn't get it for me.
Well, gender roles are important.
What's this idea that masked lesbians don't like wearing crop tops? I love crop tops.
You push fashion boundaries though, dude.
Dude, thank you, bro. That's what I feel like in this shirt.
Oh, yeah. Flex those. Yeah.
I also push fashion boundaries with my nail polish.
Look at
you
all
say that,
Ashley,
but, like, unironically, you actually do. Like, this is a statement.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I know you don't, like, want to be that vulnerable right off the bat, but
no, I'm happy.
This is a
what
thing.
What are you talking about? I'll be that vulnerable. I'm happy to be
vulnerable. I stopped biting my nails. I got nail clippers.
Good for you. Wait.
Okay.
It was an issue of tools and not anxiety.
This was an efficiency.
No, the biting was anxiety, but the lack of tool was...
Not helping.
Not helping. Yes,
now that you lack nail, there's less to bite.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Problem solving.
I don't like it.
The nail polish?
It's starting. It's happening.
I thought you liked it like a second ago.
I can feel it.
Oh, it's a sensory.
It.
Yeah.
What do you? So you can feel it how?
I can feel it on my nails.
What does it feel like?
Feels pressure.
For the listener at home, Ashley has her hand up, like limp at the wrist, but like clawed fingers.
It's not
clearly
a good look.
So uncomfortable.
This is hilarious.
Oh no.
Oh, pressure on nail. Don't like.
Well, you're gonna have to get some acetone then.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder if Main Main will like it. Do you think Main Main will like it?
Yes, it's cute.
That is so cute. Main Main?
Babes. My main babes.
Main babes.
I'll call her Main Main on We're Having Gay Sex, but on this podcast, she's Main Babes.
Main Babes. I like that we all have a Main Babes.
We do all have a Main Babes.
We do all have a Main Babes. Guys, that's because it's cuffing season. Do you guys know
Why
what cuffing season is?
Why did you say that as if you are the parent here trying to act cool and hip?
Because I'm not wearing nail polish.
You guys ever heard of
Ashley's wearing black
season?
Nail polish. I have to be the parent in this episode.
Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't talk about my nail polish. I'm trying it out. It's new. I'm just trying to express myself.
You're doing so good.
You can bend those fingers really far back.
I know. I have EDS.
I have a hitchhiker's thumb.
Disability shaming Ashley.
Yeah, stop disability. You're so ableist, Mac.
Guys, pay attention to my thumb.
That is pretty far back. My PT told me today that my sacrum is very hypermobile, which, you know, she was like,
why is your PT flirting with you?
Okay, I did have a different PT today, and I was like,
"You're like, now that you say,
now that you think it too."
Well, it was a different PT today, and when I first met her, I got lesbian vibes. But then when I met her again, I was just like, "Oh, you're this very particular type of straight woman, like straight athlete."
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, and a lot of PTs, I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of them did athletics. You know, they're passionate about the human body and keeping it healthy. So, mm-hmm. and they become PTs. And that's who I had today. And I was like, oh, you're not gay. But oh, my God, did she laugh at my jokes? And when someone that I have an appointment with laughs at my jokes, I am just in my happy place.
Game over.
Mm-hmm. I am so happy on that table. Getting poked and prodded. But she did say to me, this is not interesting.
Yes, it is. I'm waiting for the sacrum. No, I'm waiting for her too. To be all up
well,
over your sacrum.
Well, she was talking about how,
yeah, tell
how
us about
hypermobile
the poking.
My IVDS and my sacrum apparently is hypermobile as well. And then she was like, so your glutes aren't activating and your ligaments are just holding your whole body together. I was like, yes, yes. I know the whole fucking yes. And then she was like, so your lumbar is overactive and that's why your lumbar is a rock. That's what she said. She said, my lower back, my lumbar is a rock. A rock.
Did she say it like that or did she say it like, Ashley, your lower back, your lumbar is a rock?
I just have to really deeply push into your...
Oh, I hope your PT never fucking hears this.
Well, she's not my regular PT. She was filling in for Danielle. Love Danielle.
Oh, I bet she was filling it in.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to mute myself for 5 seconds.
You're muted.
Mac is muted.
But yes, that was my, I don't know, that was my gay sex today. I don't know what I'm saying. That was
How is Ashley? It doesn't sound like your break has been much of a break.
Things are really hard.
How's
if I talk about it, I will cry. But
that's
things,
okay. You can cry.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
This has been one of the most challenging things I've ever dealt with. Mm-hmm. And my life has not been... I've had a lot of challenges, you know, like losing my dad as a kid, my mom being raised by a single mother with like mental illness and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like that, it's been hard. Mm-hmm. And this is like, this is up there, dude. Mm-hmm. If you are struggling with chronic illness, disability, like... I don't think the world knows that how tough these folks are.
Yeah. Like, no, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. It is unreal. It is mm-hmm. unreal. And I think the really hard part of it is recognizing that this is going to be the rest of my life. That has been like the thing that's like the most difficult is like yeah. being like, okay, my life has changed. And I am going to have to work harder than most people to do the same and like keep up with everything. And like, I'm just lucky that my mind vibes. I'm just lucky that my mind vibes. I have to inject humor into this or I will cry. I am crying.
Yeah.
But like, I'm so lucky to have a partner that like, God, she just really supports me.
She loves you.
And we love you too.
Just the other night, I was having a really bad flare, and I was just like, "Do you mind taking out the trash?" And
oh, yeah,
just like walking down the hallway.
Ashley, I hope you know how much we look up to you, and other people look up to you. Cause
yeah,
I don't know what it's like because I've never experienced it, but I can only imagine it's so difficult, and it just seems like the world wasn't really built for people that. Have to deal with conditions like that, and it's really inspiring to watch you go through it and, you know, share what you do.
To melt down on a podcast is so inspiring.
No, to deal with it. To deal with it, Ashley. You continue to deal with it and try to do everything in your power to, you know, stay on your feet and keep doing stuff, and it's really inspiring.
Well, and you're joking that breaking down on a podcast is like some like, oh, I don't know if you think it's.
Well, you guys are YouTubers, so you need this stuff to survive, and I wish I could give you my EDS so that you could break down on your YouTube channel.
Oh my God, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that breaking down, quote-unquote breaking down on a podcast, over its representation. Like, that's real. Yeah. This is real. This is where you're at. People are, there are other people going through this too that are listening to this right now going, holy shit, I've never heard somebody speak my experience publicly.
Yeah.
I've never heard somebody say the things that are in my brain.
Well,
like, that's valuable.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I know I'll figure it out too. Like, I'm at the beginning of this whole thing, and I, you know, the real crime of this is, like, in the United States, at least, one of the reasons that I'm even able to pursue this, what I'm pursuing so aggressively, like, I have very fine tailored PT, and it took me years to find the people that understood even how to work with my body. And I have, I'm going in for therapies that are experimental, that are not covered by health insurance. And I'm seeing doctors that are super specific and often not covered by my health insurance. And the only reason I can do this is because I'm, like, I'm doing well financially. Yeah. I cannot, like, I can, happiness typically is not super linked to money. There are studies around this, except for healthcare. Your, the health of your body is so, like, being able to sleep, being able to just, like, do your daily activities and have experiences is the one thing that money can buy, but only in America. And, like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, I'm so grateful that I have access to it, but god damn, it's fucked up, dude. Super fucked up. We gotta fix it. And I'm
the three of us.
The three of us, we will fix it. I know, it's, you feel helpless after a little while, you know. But thanks for listening to me cry. No, you guys are very sweet.
Thanks for sharing that, for speaking. Yeah, seriously. Like, that's, it's real.
It's super real. It's like the realest fucking shit.
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled BABBEL.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
My update coming into this week, because I do think about what my updates are going to be, and now I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to play pity party, but more that I'm hoping to maybe help you feel less vulnerable by sharing a little bit of my own vulnerability.
I think you're pity partying way more than I am already, you piece of shit. You weak ass
little Ashley, bitch. You think your life is hard? I have anxiety.
Ashley, can you be quiet? I really want to hear about Elena's problems and not yours.
Yeah, actually.
No, my, what I was going to say is just that my anxiety is so brutal. Like, and I don't know, I wanted to specifically talk about it here because, Ashley, I know you do a lot of self-care things and you do a lot of, you've done a lot of work around building care into your day-to-day life. And I feel like I'm not doing the things. I'm not doing the things I need to be doing, and it's just getting worse. And I'm like, help, because I don't, I'm
You're in the cycle.
Spiraling.
You're in the downward cycle.
Yes.
You need to mobilize some upward stuff.
Yes, exactly. Help.
Well, this is one. We are socializing. This is an important thing that you're doing right now. And you're doing your work, and people tend to be more happy at work and staying active. What do you usually do? Also, this is Chosen Family Podcast, where you're gay family.
Oh, fuck.
Hello, everybody. Oh, God. Yep, this Good is Lord. Where your queer family.
Welcome
every week
we pod.
Dad's we crying!
Around the dinner table, and we talk about some gay stuff. My name's Elena Joy. I'm your mother.
I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm your father.
I'm Mac Injamy. I'm your hot teenage brother.
Mac is baby little one.
Go
Mac
back
is our
to Elena.
One.
What do you usually do?
I what do you mean? Like, I'm
What are your self-care activities to regulate?
Climbing.
You're not climbing.
Like, no, I am still climbing, but like that's the only thing.
Exercise.
That's the only thing that I do that's not I work. I spend time with my partner, which I love, and like that, I find that very rejuvenating. And I climb. That's it.
Let me ask you this. Is it the holiday cycle? Because sometimes when you get into the holiday vacation cycle and or you get into a new relationship, the rituals that you've built for yourself as an individual start to go out the window because you're breaking routine. Not that this person's bad for you. I'm not saying that at all. It's just that when we love our partners so much, we don't want to go to the gym. We don't want to meditate. We don't want to go for our walks. We don't want to do this.
No.
We want to have sex. We want to go down on our part. We want to be inside of their asshole at all times.
Okay,
we want to be snuggling. We want to be loving each other.
No, it's not. It's not that. We've been together for like a year already. It's okay. Not. I wouldn't say it. It's maybe it is part of the holiday cycle because it's like I think I'm feeling a bit burnt out overall, and so I have I'm finding I have less energy to really do anything once I'm done my work. I go climbing and I love climbing and that's great, but like I feel anxious all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe all
you
the
need
time.
To start up your meditation again. Like in a more thoughtful way. Not that you're not doing it thoughtfully, but in a more
No, I do. And I know these things, but I'm not doing it. Like how do you do it? That's the
Yeah.
Oh,
you just gotta start. Have you asked your partner to tell you to do because sometimes my vibes was here and she was like, I need to work out. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to run to do my appointment. I ran to do my appointment. I came back. She hadn't worked out. And then I literally stripped the clothes off of her. I got her sneakers and I got her workout gear and I kicked her out. Do you need someone to, I was like, go, you have to exercise.
Do you need someone to come over and strip you down and send you out the door?
Elena, my clothing.
Elena, do you need me? I'm looking at my camera over here. Do
Ashley,
you need
me
to come over
I need
and
you
strip
to show
down?
Up at my house. I need Mac to pin me down.
Yes.
You're welcome. No, you'll be glad I can.
This actually... This actually kind of ties into what we were talking about last time. I think I'm getting a package.
Oh,
hello,
Mac. Let's chat a little bit. You have any updates?
My girlfriend surprised me for Christmas, and she's coming to visit me.
Oh, that's so cute!
In 17 days,
is she
it's a
meet
really
your
big deal. She's already met my family.
Okay,
my family.
Cool.
Well, besides my dad, that he can suck one. But it's a big deal for her to come here. There's a lot of, like, external circumstances
that doesn't
allow her to.
I don't know how to feel about that, son. I don't really want to suck one.
Not you, Dad.
Okay, sorry. I got completely sidetracked. Sorry.
Yes.
They needed my address, so I muted myself. What were we talking about?
We were talking about your anxiety and how you're avoiding doing your healthy activities. Because your brain doesn't want you. It's this weird thing where, like, it's opposite action. Whatever your brain is telling you not to do, that's probably the thing you need to do.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you can
That's so dumb.
Oh.
Yes.
You were asking if I needed you both to come over and strip me.
Strip you down.
This actually relates to a bit to what we were saying in last week's episode about like partners being good in opposite ways. Yeah, complimentary. This is like one of those things where I have this issue, and I've had it for years, where if an activity that I'm doing is not related to my work in some way or is not adding to my productivity, it's like I discount it as useless and I can't do it, right? Yes. So back when I was teaching MSC, I was teaching Mindful Self-Compassion, I was actively working in that community, I was meditating regularly, I found it easier to engage with those kind of self-care practices. Now that that's not a part of my work anymore, it's like I can't... Climbing, mm-hmm. I can do this consistently because I record my climbs, yeah. I live stream, I put it on Instagram. Like, what I'm realizing is that if it's not attached to my work in any way, even if it's like 15 minutes in the morning, my brain like won't... I like can't do it. So then when I'm actively not working and I've like shut down work brain and I'm in quote unquote relax or rejuvenate brain, I'm frozen. It's like I can't do anything because mm-hmm. it's bizarre. Like it's like I can't mobilize myself in any way. Even if I know that it's like a good thing, I know it's something that I'll like go for a walk, go wander around aimlessly.
Yeah.
Physically cannot mobilize myself to do it. My mm-hmm. partner's incredibly helpful with that because she just is. But
the reality is that you, it, I mean, there are studies behind this. If you, because one of the things I do is I'll trick myself with the science.
Okay.
The science, because I'm, you know, mm-hmm. very mathy sciencey. If you,
I
know
love
me.
It. Yeah, that's helpful.
Trick
yeah.
yourself with the science. The science shows that the some of the most successful people in the world make time for these activities, like.
Yeah,
they do. They're meditators. They're exercisers. They take care of their whole mind and body. Like, you are going to be better. I know this from personal experience just because I hit rock bottom in a sense. But like, as soon as I started doing these things, that's when I got successful in my work and better at my stand-up comedy. You're going to be better at this if you are coming into it without a great deal of anxiety and stress. Not that you, I mean, to be fair, Elena, I think you're bombing today because of your anxiety. I think you're doing really shitty. You're doing horribly at this. And if
while
only
you were on
you
the phone,
meditated,
we talked about just
we were like,
you off
yeah,
and
we might need to
maybe
our own
I
little.
Said.
No. Oh, no. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I do, and it's getting to the point where like even this morning, seeing that we had this recording. I had to stop myself from being like, guys, I can't today. Can we reschedule?
Oh,
like, I'm getting to the point where I want to cancel things because, like, I just don't feel well.
Oh my God. Like, well, now I, like, want to get on a plane. Oh.
We could do a plane.
We are not well.
I know. What's happening?
Oh. I'm so
And this
sorry.
Is what I mean. I don't want to like I'm not trying to take away from your pity party because like not
no,
that
I don't
you
give a shit.
A pity party. I'm not just your pathetic sharing.
No,
I.
But no, like what you're going through is really hard. This
happening?
Is another thing. Your problems don't invalidate other people's problems, listener. Mm-hmm. You what you're going through personally, whether it sounds hard or not hard, that's not how the human experience works. It's not. At all how it works. There's unhappiness at every single level of class, income, race, gender, sexuality. People tend to oscillate within the same levels of happiness and unhappiness. Like that, the great human connector is that we all feel pain and depression sort of the same way. So no, this does not detract from me at all. And I'm glad that you're sharing. Because that's the first piece of it is the sharing. Are you in therapy? Sorry, this is getting like, I feel like we're offline.
Me too. I'm like, we're just on Zoom, FaceTime or something. Yeah, no, I am in therapy.
Good.
So I think part of this too is that in therapy, I'm unpacking and like exploring some things that maybe I haven't before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's creating a sense of like.
Yes.
I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed generally.
Yeah. Oh, Elena, I wish I could just give you the biggest hug in the entire
world. No, it's okay. Nothing's all fine.
And back...
Just...
and back I'm fine. I'm fine.
Fine. Never mind. It's all good. No. I take it.
First, I agree with like what you said to me back at you. People yeah. are listening to this and identifying with this and grateful for you sharing. Because you look at people and you're like, oh, well, they couldn't possibly be feeling the way I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And they are.
I feel like I need to make a change because something is not working here and hasn't been for a while. And now it's like really, it's actively getting worse. So like, yeah, I need to.
Like really starting to wear you down.
Starting to wear me down and like starting to make me not want to do it. Like I just want to sleep.
I'm really.
Which is like not.
Glad. Okay. Have you guys watched Stutz?
No, but it's on my list.
Watch it.
Okay.
It's great. It reinforces a lot of things.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What's wrong, Mac?
What now, Mac? Sorry.
He's angry. He's angry all the time now.
She's so stupid.
Our son
is so... My sister FaceTimed me and she's so...
Wait, no, I miss her. Put her on.
No. Mac, how are you?
She'll flirt with you.
That's good.
Elena, I'm going to kind of pull in Elena because no one's here to be mommy. So daddy's going to be mommy for a minute. I'm gonna Mrs. Doubtfire this situation.
You're wearing nail polish.
Okay.
The nail polish has changed you, Ashley. Hey, you have changed.
You have.
Thank
to.
You.
I put on
Thank
nail polish.
Thank you, reviewer. And... You did. You did it. Ashley changed.
It's that easy.
What I'm gonna say is, first of all, it's very scary to engage your friends when you feel like this, but it's really important that you do it. Because you're creating lifelines all around you that person is going to reach out and check in on you. And that's so, so helpful. And I'm going to check in on you. You have no idea. You think I send meaningless voice memos now? Just you fucking wait.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be meditation buddies?
Oh, that's really cute.
I don't know.
You want to get on the phone and sit in silence together for 20 minutes every day?
I don't know.
That could make it into a commitment. And Ashley, you work with Ashley, so it kind of contributes to your job.
I always start with the checking in, see if I can even handle
that. I'm
going to
check in.
Let's do that.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Yeah.
Mac, how are you?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm doing okay right now, actually. For once, I'm actually doing... I'm doing all right.
Oh. In, why don't you?
Oh, I love it. Good work, Mac.
Usually I'm doing not well, but...
Right now I'm doing okay. I'm really excited for my girlfriend to come visit. So that's kind of, I'm riding the high of that a little bit right now. Yeah,
well, and what a wonderful way, like, because after she left, obviously that's really hard. Every time you have to separate, I'm sure it's incredibly difficult. And then to have, like, a fairly soon time you're going to get to see her again to look forward to, I bet that's helpful.
She wanted us to, like, record opening Christmas presents, and it's a 30-minute video, and the first, like, 10 minutes is us opening presents, and then I opened her present, and then I just started sobbing and
what'd she get you?
I started sobbing and convulsing. She told me she was coming to visit, and, like,
oh,
I know it's a big deal, but it's, like, an extra big deal for her to be able, she's not usually able to come see me just because of external circumstances that people online don't know about. It's it's not as black and white as I think people think it is. Like, we talk about it and they're like, we'll just FaceTime or just call each other. We're in a situation where we're not really able to, and especially, like, we haven't been able to have her come visit me, and I have, like, a fear of travel, so when I do see her, I'm usually really, like, worked up and having to come down off of that anxiety. And so it's just, like, so special for her to be able to come visit me. I'm really excited. It was, like, the best present ever. But, damn, yeah, I'm doing okay, guys.
That's good. No, that's
it's
good.
It's good to see you okay.
I'm excited.
Alina, I love you so much.
Stop.
Sorry, Mac. I'm going to have to cut you. When my main babes and I met you and you hung out and I spiraled because that girl came up to me after the show and said something just so insanely weird to me, and I'm still adjusting to, like, people knowing who I am and, like, coming up to me and just saying absolutely batshit insane things to me. Like, main vibes and I, we every time we talk about you, we're just like, Alina is the kindest, sweetest, most wonderful person we've ever met. Like, you are, you have so much value. Like, what you do for the world is, I could never do what you, I'm crying right now, just, like, because of Alina's kindness. People don't know this side of me. I'm a little bitch. I'm a camp counselor. What you do for the world is so important. It's so important. And that's why you need to take care of yourself for your job. Okay? You piece of shit. You piece of shit. No, you don't. You like the other version better. You don't like the, you like the good cop, not the bad cop.
No, that worked, actually. As soon as you said, for your job, somehow, then it clicks, suddenly. Like, that. Like, what's wrong with us?
It's not
healthy. What's wrong with us?
It's not healthy, but fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah.
And then when you hit rock bottom and your hip hurts and you can't make the work, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I do have to prioritize my body and my mind, you know? Yeah. But what you do, you are a very special person, and everyone knows that. And I, I hope you take care of yourself because you're very special.
Okay, thank you.
Too much?
Thanks. No, it's, no, that, thank you.
It's just weird to end it without a group hug.
I know, this would be a much better one for us to just all be in public, like in person crying together.
Yeah.
Well, we did 30 minutes of verbal affirmation.
Wow.
Yeah, what was that? I'm just going to play this episode every morning to myself. I'm going to listen to that little monologue.
I mean, Alina, have you
I'm
going to
cut together.
Have you seen what people write about you?
Yeah. Well, like, what do you mean?
People love you. You are the parent to so many people on the internet. You got to do that for yourself a little bit, you bitch.
Oh, God, yeah. That's better. Talk to me like that. When I go climbing and I climb with someone new, like the people, my friend that I climb with mainly, they know that, like, the way to get me to do it is, like, to you have to be a bit mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't work to be like, because I hate it when people, when I come down.
Well, look, you whore.
This goes back to childhood too, but, like, yeah. I can't handle it when people, if I don't do something well, especially in sport of any kind, I cannot handle when people are like, oh my God, like, you were so close. You did so good. Like, you tried. You can do better than that.
Yeah. I agree. I'm the same way about comedy.
Like,
I'm the same way.
So,
well, for your people, you need to be okay. So,
yeah,
also, Alina, we're in a work
commitment
now.
I gotta figure out how to do it.
So
I gotta figure out how to do it.
For me and my bank account, you need to figure out.
I do need
for
to
my hip
it out.
Pain.
I need to,
bitch. You need to, you for my. For my prolotherapy, my experimental prolotherapy, and my plasma rich platelet-rich plasma injections. You need to get your shit together.
Well, and I think the twisted thing is that's what's going to do it, is like convincing myself, like the only thing that convinced me to do my physio exercises was knowing that like I will be able to climb better I do these physio. So like maybe it needs to be,
it's
in order to continue doing my work, I need to go for a walk.
Like, okay for you to fake it till you make it, until you turn these habits into what they really are, which is for your mind and body and soul. Yeah. It's okay to make it about work right now.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what, because I need to figure out, like, I can't, just doing something for the sake of it, for the enjoyment, it's out of my wheelhouse.
Does this go back to the, this episode is just going to be, like, just family support and, like, no questions, but, like, does it go back to the thing we talked about on our walk to the park in Chicago, when you're talking about, remember when I was like, you should write a book?
Oh, right. And then how did the rest of that go?
Well, I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but it was like just feeling like feeling like fulfillment. Okay, I've really blown up on YouTube, I'm really good at this, but like more broadly, what do I want my impact to be?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's necessarily related here, but think I've come to what I want my impact to be is basically exactly the kind things that you were saying to me before. Like, this is something I haven't talked about on the internet because I talked about it the first time and then didn't make it and just about killed me. But I'm applying for my master's program again, to do counseling psychology, because I would love to have more of an impact that way, to like,
That's really cool.
Well, yeah, we'll see if I get in, because it's insanely competitive, but that's what I'm working on.
Who do
on
I have
now,
to fucking blow? I'll blow someone. We're family. You don't think I suck a dick for you?
I don't think that would help, Ashley.
Wow. I would take a down my fucking into my tum-tum.
This is the opposite of helping. Imagine an application committee listening to this episode and being like, should we let Elena into our school? And then it's just her co-host.
That mental image is so disturbing. I really don't know how much that would help Elena. Yes. I know you're coming from a good place.
Ayo.
Mm.
Yeah, right, Ashley. Mm. I was like, I'm not touching that. No, everything's fine. This is fine. We've talked about this for far too long.
Okay, apologies. I really dragged it on, but I am there for you.
Thank you.
You can call anytime.
I just need to figure out how to do it. I need to be able to do it.
All right, well, I'm
going to
check in on you every day and kind of be a little mean about it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Unless you really don't want me to, in which case I'll stop.
No,
but
the only reason that makes me cringe is because I really... Like, I know everyone's like, I hate texting. I, like, really don't like. Like, I really don't like it.
I'm going to call
you.
So,
having more messages is, like,
I'm going to find a way that works.
I'm a terrible responder.
I'm going to do the work to help you do the work. I will find a way. Thank you. I'm in your email.
Email might actually work.
Yeah, that would attach it to work more.
Elena, have you meditated today? Your co-host. And not your friend.
Yeah, signed. Ashley Gavin.
Well, shall we take a question?
Do you guys want me to look for a short question?
Yeah.
Well, let's don't even need a short. Just like, is this even interest? Like, I feel like this was just a sob.
No.
Like, Ashley, you shared about, I don't know, something really.
That what you shared is as
impactful,
real.
And I'm just like.
No. No, they are both very real problems.
I just can't go for a walk today. Like, I just, like, can't meditate.
No, what you're talking about, is so important, because what you're, and honestly, Elena, you're already doing the work, because you're recognizing that you need some help, and and you need to support yourself. And that is what's going to keep you from really getting fucked up. And you're being a role model for people right now. There are people out there listening to this who need to tell their friends exactly what you're telling us. Mm. And you should do it. You should have the bravery to be vulnerable and reach out to people and say, hey, I need help.
Yeah. But I guess then the struggle is, okay, I recognize that I need some help, but then I've said that, and then I'm like, but I don't want it.
I need it, but I don't want it.
And that's why an annoying friend is the best kind of friend.
Yeah, I'm like, here, here's the thing. I said it, now leave me. Leave me be.
I'll read the room, now. But I will also invade your privacy.
No, that's perfect. That's, thank you so much.
Read the room and invade your privacy at the same time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This person wants to know who your first comp het crush was.
Huh.
Comp het crush?
Is that good?
Sure.
Like, I don't think I had any.
You didn't have a single fake crush on a boy? I think there's, bro, a difference between comp het crush and fake crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you're lying to yourself, a crush on a boy, other people.
It was like functional in my brain that this was something to do to hide my sexuality. I was never like, oh, I'm so.
That's a comp het crush, though. You. That's totally. Is it? That's exactly it. I think so. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's a yes. That's
now,
a, like,
Elena, you're like the comp het.
That's a literal.
You're the comp het guru. But let me ask the question. Flip side, don't you think there's like, oh, I think I have a crush on this person because I have comp het. Yeah. I think I should, and I'm going to act this way. But then there's like straight up lying, which is a lot of what I
there's
was
like, I know both I actively do not have a crush on this person, but it would be like, it would be cool if my friends saw me dating them and it would hide my sexuality. So I'm going to like pretend.
I think that's I think that's a very broad definition of comp het though. Right. Like, I think that some of that's just some of that's just closeted. Like, I was just closeted.
Yeah. Which is. Why? Because of comp het.
Okay.
So even if I'm self-aware, I'm comp het?
Okay, that's... I see. Oh, I
love that Mac
saying.
And I are
see
both
what you're saying.
So gay. We're like, nah, bro.
I'm like, I didn't have comp het, bro.
No comp
het. No comp het.
I was lying. I didn't have comp I didn't think I was gay. I knew I was... Or I didn't think I was straight. I knew I was gay and I was lying. Because I'm not, I don't
okay,
fucking
no, that's
comp
fair,
het.
Actually. No, I guess,
do you
think
see what we're saying?
I do see what you're saying, and I guess, no, I think, okay, yeah.
Because Nick Barini in the second grade might have been the only comp het that I've ever, and I think, like, that faded very quickly for me. Because all the other girls like Nick Barini, so I was like, poor Nick Barini is going to be like, his Google searches are going to go up.
You're
wow.
looking at him now?
Did
yeah,
you just
yeah.
look him up? Can I?
Wow.
Wait, so Mac, you said you don't think you've ever had a comp het crush?
No, I don't think so. Anytime I like dated a boy or liked a boy, it's because my friend said we would be cute together. And I was like, oh, this is a good way to like push off coming out. And like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
I have no memory of liking a boy. Like all my journals all the way back to middle school are just like chicks. No comp het.
Wow. Wow.
I'm a real lesbian. Okay.
Just like sex, but like a crush. Sorry, Ashley.
No, you're fine. I you guys need to change. I like at camp I would put up posters of boys that I understood were sexually attractive, but I was not attracted to them. I was just like, please God, leave me alone. I don't want to have
That's
to deal
so
with
sneaky
this.
And smart of you. No comp het for Ashley. I think Elena's right. I think no comp het is the new gold star lesbian.
You know people are going to write in and be like, this is problematic. Gold star is a problematic.
We know. We know
we
it is.
We literally
That's
know.
That's the joke. That's the joke. We know. I couldn't even begin to list my comp het crushes. I had so many. I couldn't even begin.
One.
So I won't. Eminem.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Eminem. The rapper or the commercial
the
with
rapper.
The red Eminem?
The rapper. The red
the
Eminem.
Red Eminem.
The male
He's
Eminem.
So sexy.
The red one is really sexy.
No. The green yeah. one and the brown one.
No, I thought the red one was the one that like wears heels.
No.
Not anymore. And the Republicans are pissed.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
power femme. Come on. She's just, what's wrong with heels? What's wrong with a femme in a blazer and some heels? Republicans. And then they put her in flats. Well, this was an emotional episode.
I'm just imagining a couple weeks from now when we get the edit of this back, the agony I'm going to feel listening to it.
Welcome to being a podcaster, Elena. This is it. You don't know when it's going to happen. It just flies out of you. But you know what's going to happen? Boy. So many people are going to reach out and say thank you for doing this.
I don't feel like I said anything helpful. I feel like I said, oh, I've been feeling really anxious lately and I'm not fixing it.
I think just saying that you're going through it is helpful.
Yes. Mm. Elena, don't be so hard on yourself, buddy. Pal. Whore. Bitch.
There it is. Thank you.
There she goes. There she goes.
So hard on yourself.
No, it's fine. That's not even...
You and I are so similar. It's crazy. Sometimes you say things.
What an episode. Listener, I hope that this was still interesting.
Yes.
I love you guys.
Guys, can you please write into Elena and tell her how helpful this was? Because I obviously am not doing it for her anymore because she's my ex-wife.
Yes. If only I'd have had some of this sweetness from you when we were married.
If only.
Maybe things could have turned out
differently. Ashley changed.
Ashley, we just needed that review to come in. So this was a couple years ago. How long ago are we saying we got divorced?
I don't know.
Listener, write in a timeline.
That was good. Yes, ending. I don't know.
I'm a professional comedian.
Yeah, you're like literally
totally like, shut up.
A career. You're like, no, that's not a phone. That's my cat.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This comes out every Wednesday.
If you want more fun, entertaining content from me, you can go over to my YouTube channel. Look up Elena Joy. I react to a lot of TikToks. It's fun. It's light. It's queer. It's a good time. Oh, also, Chosen Family Podcast, Patreon. Patreon.com/ChosenFamilyPod. We're getting content up there ASAP. We're going to have a private Discord.
Yes. And we're going to take questions there. So we've been taking questions on the Instagram, but now we're going to move questions there because we need to make money, bitch. This is free, okay?
It's free for you. It's not free for us. We're paying to talk about our problems and have someone else cut it together for the public to consume.
So if you love me and Elena and you want to continue to support Flight
Neutral, fuck me.
No feelings about Mac.
You will go and you will give us a dollar or five or whatever it is.
I think five is our lowest tier.
Yeah. And then Mac, you got Instagram and TikTok and your YouTube.
Instagram,
things.
TikTok, YouTube, Mac and Jimmy.
And then AshleyGavin.com to sign up for my tour dates. I'm a stand-up comedian and I have a gift.
She truly does.
The show you came to was batshit, dude. Come on. But Mac's been to some good shows.
Yeah, Ashley, I think you're funny.
Yeah, I thought it was good, the show that I came to.
Thank you, Mac. That was super nice. That was a great endorsement.
No, here's an endorsement. Like, Ashley, we are friends in real life. We speak to each other, like, in real life like this often, and yet... If I see one of your TikToks come up on my For You page, I get excited. Like, I get excited, like, new Ashley Gavin content just dropped. Like, babes.
New Ashley Gavin streaming.
Wake up. Babe, Ash Gavs just dropped. Like, really?
Well, thank you.
Because I think it's that funny.
Well, thank you so much. Well, that's really nice. Okay. Well, maybe we'll rekindle our relationship.
Whoa. Whoa. Hold
and
on.
That's your cliffhanger. Goodbye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamy. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.